You know, like David had said, you know, I was glad when they say, let's go to the house of God. I was waiting for this last Sunday. Last Sunday was, you know, we are coming together to build and arise and build, right? So I was excited. You know why excited? Because I also want to be part of it. Amen. Amen. When pastor's message was finished, my wife came to me and looked at me. How? Pastor redoubled his money, you know. So, no choice. I got to double as well. Whoa! You know what happened? The Bible says very clearly. Wait, just give me a minute. He says, now therefore, if you indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, that you shall be a special treasure. You see, when you arise and build, God is telling you that you are a special treasure. And talk about it, he says here, a special treasure to me above all people. Calvary City Church, English, we are a big family. Do you know that? Yes. Last Sunday, about 1,000 old people came. And you see how the people get, you know, involved in giving. Even the smallest is the small. Big and small, they actually gave what they can. So likewise, I encourage you all to give. And those who have not come for the Sunday service last week, you know, please come and build this church together. It is for our generation to come. Amen. And the Bible says, if you are willing and obedient. Hello. Wait, brother. I must go higher. Now, he says here in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the fruits of the land. Amen. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Boy. Appreciate what you have shared just now. The spirit behind the message is more important sometimes the words. Okay. Isn't that wonderful? Okay. We're only JB congregation came together on Sunday. Not all the other satellite churches, no. I guess more than 1,000, maybe 1,200 people. I'm not sure they came together. And it was such a heart moving and warming service to see all languages come together. And all of them eagerly want to be part of the building. Okay? I preached a message, lay a brick. Okay, my brick, I told them, causes me 100,000, my brick. Okay, I'm almost there, okay? Now, we cannot afford, but God can afford. In one service, we raised up 24.2 million. Just one service. And after that, bind my word, mark my word, not mine, I will not ask for pledge anymore. There's a counter outside. If you feel this is your church, this is your home, pledge. And God said, He will provide. Let's arise and build. Okay? Isn't that wonderful? Can somebody say amen, please? So don't feel restricted. No. I don't know who pledged. I don't know. And only Ding knows and Derek knows. Because we have to account this for properly. Okay? And otherwise, your pledge is between you and God. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. When you're leaving, you want to lay a brick. You give us the brick, we will lay the brick. And there's a counter at the back. And you can be part of this. And then we are also preparing to move. We're going to move. And we're not going to move very far. Most likely next week, the pastoral team will be able to let you know where we are moving. And it's if this is the place we are moving, Cantonese say, motak tenga. Good luck. Don't you say anything. Okay. Praise God. Okay. I want to pray. I want you to stand together with me. And I want you to pray together with me. Now, this Hari Raya, unlike all those at the back, can you find a place to sit? Pastor Boy, can you get them to sit down? Yeah. Please sit down, please. I don't want to see you walking around. Now, look at me. This Hari Raya, unlike all other Hari Rayas, we have massive accidents on the road. Massive accidents. You know, especially trucks. You know, trucks, tires come out, hit the car, and people hit the car, and people died. Like that. So many accidents, you know. So I wanted to just lift up your hands to the Lord, and let's pray for protection. Sometimes we take, protection for granted. I want you to just lift up your hands and pray for our highways. Can you do that? Now it's school holiday. Many of them are traveling too. Our trunk roads, our highways. Can we just pray that there will be safety? We pray for angels to encamp. Can we do that all over this place? We pray for angels to encamp around our highways and byways and railways and airways and seaways. Let's just begin to pray that God will protect our roads right now. Innocent people die. Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus, and we take authority over every spirit of accident and death, careless drivers, mechanical breakdown, and all kinds of dangers. We come against it in Jesus' name. As we pray, Lord, we thank you for Psalms 121, verse 7 and 8. And you said you will preserve our soul from all evil, and you'll watch over our coming in and going out from this time forward, dear Father. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said, amen. Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask the aircon to just lower down. Some people are sitting down and sleeping. I have to wake you up. Doesn't matter, don't worry. Yeah, I wake you up for your own good. Doesn't matter. So you can listen to the word. Praise God. Okay, are you ready for the word? Come on, everybody. Is the mic okay? Mr. Chris, yep. Okay, right. Now, our prophetic theme for 2025, a year of double grace. Isaiah 16, our prophetic theme, or Dato, our prophetic theme is Isaiah 60, verse 1, 2, and 3. How many of you remember this? Okay, how many of you remember this? Arise, shine, come on. Arise, shine, for your light has come, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. Right? Though darkness shall cover the earth, deep darkness over the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And verse 3 especially, verse 3 says what? The people who don't believe, the Gentiles will come to the light, your light, the gospel light, the Jesus light, the glory light, and the kings will be attracted to the rising of your brightness, wisdom upon wisdom, you know, the power upon power, counsel upon counsel, understanding over understanding, they will be attracted to you. Come on, somebody say amen, please. That's how some nations have got Christian curriculum in their education. Some nations. You know why? Because of the rising of the brightness. Testimony over testimony. Are you here with me? Can somebody say amen, please? Come on, those at the back, wave your hand to me. Okay? So I don't need to come at the back. Now, Pastor Boy, can you check what's happening in that corner there? Emmanuel, what are you doing, Emmanuel? Come on, come on. The system is not there. Sit down and hear the message, please. Okay, now, that's for their own good, actually. Chegu. Now, look at me, please. The last quarter was revival and renewal. Give me the theme, please. Right? Renewal, awakening. Okay, now this, give me the total one. Give me the total one. The big one. Okay. Now, this quarter, from April, May, June, it will equip and go. Okay, equipment go. Can somebody say amen, please? Okay, now this theme for the next 3 months cannot be relevant, cannot be effective, cannot actualize in your lives if you don't become a participator. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Now, look at me. God calls us and He equips us. Okay, God calls us and He equips us. Are you here with me or not? God doesn't equip us and calls us. Otherwise, many of us will be dying in Bible schools. Okay, right? Matthew chapter 4 verse 19 says what? Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. You see, follow me, then I will make you an end time harvester. I'll make you a Christ ambassador. I'll make you a powerful witness. I'll make you a miracle worker. I'll make you the preacher of the word. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Follow me, and then I will what? Make you fishers of men. God calls. So I'm going to challenge Transformation Alliance, TA, the missions arm of Calvary Community Church. In the next 3 months, look at me, please, before I get to the message, the next 3 months, we want to do short-term missions. We want to do short-term missions. We want to go to the Orang Aslis. We want to go to Sabah, Sarawak. We want to go to Pusat Kebajikan Calvary. We want to go to East Timor. I'm going to Africa in June. Okay? I'm going in Africa. It's a very expensive trip. You have to sell your car and come with me. You know, we are building we helped to build a maternity hospital. We're going to equip the hospital. We'll show you the videos in a short, in not today, but another day. Now, then we have got Sabah, Sarawak. You know, we have East Timor. We have Myanmar. We have Cambodia. We have Laos. We have, where else? We have, where else? Batam, Vietnam, Makassar, North India, South India, we have Nepal. Now, Transformation Alliance has gone to all these places, okay? There's two congregations in the Saturday congregation and Sunday congregation. As we preach the word, equip and go, you know, I want to change this the other way around. Go and get equipped. Are you here with me now? You know, many people say, I don't know how to witness. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to. You cannot, if you won't know how to pray unless you pray. Simple one. Right or wrong? Huh? If you're sitting there and waiting to learn how to pray, until that cow comes home, you won't be praying. Unless you start praying. Come on. Are you here with me? So, we want to mobilize at least 400 people. Everybody say 400 people. We want to mobilize 400 people to go to short-term, long-term missions. Not short-term enough, long-term, we don't want to lose you, okay? Okay, so TA will do that. Now TA is going to do that. How many of you would want to go? Don't put up your hands. Many of us have been giving excuses, but it's about time that we execute the excuse and go. Okay, if you can't go overseas, at least go to PKK. We got so many homes right now. Go to PKK and spend one day there. Okay, I'm giving you ideas. Or go to the Orang Asli village, just walk about and go and eat the seafood. And let's do something. Turn to your neighbor and say, do something. So we want to call this what? 2025 missions. What's your name you have? You all come up with funny names, what? Go 2025. Okay, go 2025. Everybody say, go 2025. David, I've already marked you, David. Okay, I want you to lift up your hands. Come on, don't worry, everybody. Don't worry. Even in your heart, say, I'm not going. Come on. Okay? You're not greater than the call of God anyway. Father, we just commit every single one of them as the pastoral team, as the upcoming leaders will focus the next month to go and to be equipped, I pray every one of us will not give an excuse, but we will go. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, isn't that wonderful? Come on. I'm 71. I'm going to Africa. There's no excuse for you. And I'm 71. I'm going to go to States, four places to preach. Okay, I'm going to Indonesia. Okay, I'm going to all these places. And why God kept me healthy? Because I'm doing His work. That's why I'm healthy. Many of you, because you're doing your work, you're sick. I mean it, it's really. Look at me. Healthy, seriously. When I travel, I don't need to take my pills and go. I only take one pill, gospel. Come on, let's put our hands together and give Jesus the glory. Come on, something beautiful, something good. Something beautiful, something good. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you. Thank you. When Luke Sawyer. Ah, Reina. Huh? Oh, Jesus is coming. Monica, forget about your clinic, okay? Jesus is coming. Hey, somebody crying? No, look at me, please. What I want to say, you know, when I went to Bible school, when God called me to go to Bible school, I was only 1 year, 4 months old Christian. 1 year, 4 months old Christian. God calls you and then He equips you. You know, I was a van driver when I went to Bible school. My wife is my classmate, no? Why van driver? No, that was not my full-time job, okay? I was a technical executive. My service to the church, I was a van driver for the Hokkien service, number one, and also for all the youth service. How many of you are from Assemblies of God Church? ISCA, Inter-School Christ Ambassador, and Christ Ambassador. You know, I used to pick them up, okay? And I felt that was the gift that I can give to the church at the time. And after morning service, I will go and take a short rest, and I'll take the van, Volkswagen van, and I will drive the old town and the new town PJ, you know, go to the houses of the Hokkien service congregation. These are very old ladies, you know, okay, really old ladies. And I have to go, get down from the van, look at this, go to the house, the children all lazy bums watching TV. No, really, really, some places are useless. And I have to go and take the grandmother by hand and bring her out from the house. And then I've got two steps to climb up to the Volkswagen van, make sure they don't hit the head. There was one time I was not careful, this lady hit the head and went like that. Really? No, I'm not joking. And all, thank God she didn't die. You know, all the congregation that I pick up, above 70. You know, bring them one by one, bring them one by one, let them sit down, ask them to hold, drive. I'll pick about 18 of them and I bring to service. You know, and all the period of time, you know, I enjoyed doing that because I'm doing it unto the Lord. And all these grandmothers became my good friend. You know? And when Chinese New Year come, I got a lot of ang paos from them. Now, but always tell them, no, don't give me ang pao. I'm already working one. They'll say, no. Some of them speak Hokkien to me. Some of them speak Cantonese, you know? And then wait for them in the service. You know, I'll sit at the back. The pastor also died now. The pastor also died. The congregation all died. Because I'm already 70 now. So 40 years ago. If they're alive, I think they will, we don't know, Guinness Book record. You know what? All that. But when I get to heaven, I'll see every one of them. And every one of them are my reward. I faithfully did that. You know, until I went to Bible school. After I went to Bible school, I did it for a while. I started a church in Shalom. You know, so I can't go anymore. So old ladies all miss me, you know. You know, now look at me, please. You have something that God has placed in your life that can be an eternal value and a blessing to others and represent heaven on earth. Serious. You need to realize. Now, what stands between you and your purpose from heaven? Excuses. Excuses. We are well-trained executors giving excuses. So I want to encourage you, in the next 3 months, sign up, short term, you know, a few days or 1 week. Don't make it longer. My Africa trip is only 1 week, okay? And we're going to dedicate a hospital there. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Someone say this in your heart. I think God is calling me. Hey, are you in your heart, no? You say out, you're responsible, okay? Okay, now I felt that I need to share this. Are you okay that I shared this with you?
Yes.
Come on, are you okay?
Yes.
Did I confirm your call? Okay. Now sit down, like call fulfilled. Okay. Your call cannot be fulfilled unless you go. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. Okay. Now I want to show you. Are you ready for the message, David? Okay. Let me show you what happens when the glory of God begins to fill our life. What happens to you? Okay? What happens to you when the glory of God begins to fill your life? Okay, I think I still cannot wake you up. Why, yeah? You took medicine, huh? Okay, you makan too much, I think. Christina, you're laughing. You want water? I give you some water. This is a critical moment for him because slumber is chasing after him. I mean, you just drink this water. Once finished, Christina will help you. Christina. Okay. If you still cannot, I got minya kapa to rub here. Minya kapa. Okay, come on, look at me, please. What happens? Now, I won't take too much of your time. What happens to us when the glory of God begins to fill our life? Our theme is focused on arise in my glory, right? Now, the glory of God is the embodiment of Jesus himself. It's a reflection of Jesus. It's a reflection of Jesus. So glory is not just an attribute. It's the person of God. It's a personality of God. Remember, John chapter 1 and verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word became God. Right? And then Colossians 1:27 says, Christ in us is the hope of glory. Come on, does it make sense? This is a very powerful theme. Either this changes your life or you get stirred up in your life. Come on, are you here with me? What happens? Now let me just give you an example. Are you here? Let me just give you an example as to what happens when the glory of God begins to fill our life. Welcome, Jenna. Okay? You know what happens. Next week I'm in Ipoh, Church of Praise. Okay? Now, that's where you're from. Yeah? No, earlier. Come on. You're not very happy to be part of Ipoh. Huh? That's your roots, okay? Now, look at me, please. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Hear this. I want to share the scripture from my heart. In the year when King Uzziah died, died, a symbol of spiritual leprosy, okay? Kusta leprosy, leprosy. You know what? Prophet Isaiah, saw the Lord, what? Seated high on the throne. And the scripture says, and his robe filled the temple. And there, above the throne, there were seraphims with six wings. With two, they flew. With two, they covered the face. With two, what? They what? Covered the feet and the face. And with one, of course, with two, they flew. And they declared, look what they declared. Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Okay? As soon, look at this. As soon as the glory of God, the invisible embodiment of Jesus, God himself, begin to descend, what happens? It triggers, everybody say triggers, or unmuted, say unmuted, a computer language, mute, unmute, when on the Zoom meeting, can you unmute your mic, can you mute, or unmute, okay, Zoom meeting, the voice of God and the voice of man was unmuted. Come on, everybody say amen, please. You know what happened? This is what Isaiah, first was the man's voice. W.T., man's voice. You know, Isaiah said this, woe unto me, I'm a man of unclean lips. What does unclean lips mean? Yeah, I don't speak the right word, I don't speak the truth, I speak unclean words. And I dwell among people who are unclean. Then one of the seraphims then flew to the what? To the altar and brought a coal and burning coal and placed on the mouth of Isaiah and said, now you're cleansed. Right? Now look at the next voice that was unmuted. The voice of God. The voice of God from heaven says, now, who shall go for us? Say, who shall go for us? Come on, somebody say amen, please. We see the voice of the angel. We see the voice of man. We see the voice of God. So therefore, the end result of being filled with the glory of God is to hear the voice of God. Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. Hallelujah. Okay? I entitled this short message, we too can hear the voice of God. Whoa. Come on, say, we too can hear the voice of God. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Come on, focus, look at me, please. Show me a father who doesn't speak to the children. Show me a mother who doesn't speak to the children, unless they're immature and foolish that they have a silent war going on in the house. Okay? Likewise, your heavenly Father who loves you and cares for you and takes interest in your life wants to speak to you. Come on. Especially this team must unmute the voice of God in your life. Jane Wong, am I saying the right thing? Yeah, that's what happened. So Hebrew, the third chapter, verse 7 and 8 says this. Look at the scripture. Everybody read. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, as the Holy Spirit says, today, everybody say today.
Today.
Say today.
Today.
Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, everybody say today.
Today.
Now, today means today. Huh? Ini hari, bukan esok, bukan lusa. Dalam bahasa Mandarin, jin tian, pu shi ming tian, pu shi hou tian. In Tamil, indraki, nalaki kadayadu, nalandraki kadayadu. Okay, if I can speak other language, I want to speak. Maybe Vietnamese. Lawrence, how? Lawrence? Sounds like Vietnamese. Now look at me, please. Everybody look at me. Come on. Today. Come on. That's the dynamics of the glory of God. I don't know. I don't feel it. I don't experience it. But yet the Lord would say this to you. I have filled you with my glory already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. And it says, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion in the day of trial in the wilderness. How to harden your heart? Harden your heart means I want to just hear what I want to hear. I don't want to hear what God wants to tell me. Are you here with me? When you hear the voice of God, Joshua and Fionn, you are in a win-win situation. The voice of God is a win-win situation. Say win-win situation. Come on. What is the purpose of this message? The next couple of minutes, I'm done. The purpose of this message. God's voice. Say God's voice. God's voice prepares us and equips us to fulfill His call, His purpose, and His destiny in our life. It's a powerful equipment. Say equipment. God's voice equips us to fulfill His plan, His purpose, and His destiny, and to serve Him. Come on, somebody say amen, please. The voice of God is not a merry-go-round, happy-go-lucky voice. It is a voice that will speak to you in fulfilling your destiny, in fulfilling your purpose, in fulfilling God's plan for your life. Come on, somebody put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. In John, look at this. In John 10:27, look at the scripture. I want everybody to see. You know, really. How many of your husbands don't speak to your wife? How many of your wives don't speak to your husband? How many of your children don't speak to your parents? Okay? We all, say we all do. That's the dynamic of the kingdom of heaven. We are a family. Say we are a family. Dalam bahasa Malaysia, Tuhan mau bicara dengan kamu. Ini adalah wajib. Say wajib. It's compulsory for the children of God to hear the voice of God, to mature, to prosper, to serve, and to fulfill His destiny. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, isn't that wonderful? We cannot be hard of hearing anymore. When the glory of God comes, He digs out all your spiritual ears that you can hear God. And I'll tell you how in a short while. Okay? I'll tell you how in a short while. Look at the scripture. John 10:27. My sheep. Everybody say my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. Not will hear my voice. It's compulsory. Come on, say compulsory. My sheep hear my voice. Doesn't say will stay. Otherwise, how to will? We will write books on that. No. And look what it says. and I know them. See, I know them, and they follow me. That word, everybody look at me in the short wall, those in the computer, hanging there. You know what? Everybody, if you can understand this, it's scout team today. You know what? The word follow does not relate to believers. Does not relate to converts. Does not relate to religious people. The word, the Greek word for follow is ekte aklautil. How do you pronounce that? Aklautil. It's like a bakute. Huh? What? What's that? My wife can pronounce it properly because she's a Greek scholar.
Aklautil.
Like, sounds like koitiao. Okay, everybody knows the word till. Till means what? God. Till means what? God, lade. Hello. God. God. Now, you know what? It emphasizes, look at me, please. It emphasizes the idea of discipleship. Come on, say discipleship. And further, it says, come on, show me further. Did I give you anything further? Now, everybody look at this. Now, I want to jolt you a little bit. Actively joining Jesus in his mission, learning from him, and engaging in his work, it reflects a deep connection between the shepherd and the sheep. If I were you, I'll just take a photo and then print it out and eat it. Now look at me, please. That's what the word hearing the voice means. Are you here with me? Come on, do you understand what I'm saying now? Stephen, do you understand now? Jangan kamu begini, understand? Okay, now John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and what? They follow me. In other words, they go out and do what I'm doing. They go out no longer as a spectator, as a participator, no longer as a consumer, but a producer. No longer as what? As what? A seat warmer, but the warmer of the heart. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. And I want to say this. In no uncertain term, Jesus is not coming back for a crowd that is just listening. Jesus is coming back for people who are actively involved in the purpose and the focus of heaven on earth. And what's the focus and purpose? That none should perish, but all should come to the saving knowledge of Jesus. Put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. Come on, give me 2 Peter. Come on, those at the computer. Give me 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. Come on, look at this. Look at this. Now I'll quickly go on how to hear the voice of God. Can you see the scripture? I can see. Okay. For God is not slow to his promise. For one day the Lord, okay, right. Slack means slow. The Lord is not slow concerning his promise of this coming, as some count slackness, but is long suffering. Why long suffering? Generation after generation, people preach the message. Look at me, please. Smith Wigglesworth, Charles Finney, John Gillick, and John Wesley, Hudson Taylor, William Carey. These are fathers of faith. They all said Jesus is coming back. Come on, Jesus is coming back. And Benedict Rogan is also saying the same thing. Jesus is coming back. Now look at me, please. Now what's the delay then? What is the delay then? Sonny, what's the delay, Sonny? Sonny, what's the delay? Look at the scripture. This is the delay. But is long suffering towards us, not willing. Not willing. I'm not allowing this to happen. Not willing that any should what? Perish means destroy. Huh? John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whoever believes in him will not perish. The word perish means not part of an Anglican parish. The word perish means lost in the eternity without Jesus. While I'm preaching this message right now, many of your loved ones are facing that. Many of our neighbors are facing that. Why do I buy gifts and give to my Malay neighbors? Hari Raya. I don't wait for them to give me Kue Raya. Kue Raya cannot last very long. You know, my wife and I make it a point to visit our neighbors with a bag full of gifts. Why? Because we look at their soul. We want them to be saved. Can somebody say amen, please? This is what the church needs to do. Intentionally. Come on, intentionally share the gospel. The gospel is only valid on the face of the earth. The gospel is not valid in heaven. What more in hell? What more in hell? So this next 3 months, the young lead pastors, they would come and challenge you and unsettle your comfort zone and ask you to step out by faith and go to the field and see what God has put inside of you that you can give to them. Put your hands together, give Jesus the glory. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. That none should perish. You know, look at this. The same word perish, but all should come to repentance. Delay is not denial in God's promises. Can somebody say amen, please? Isn't that wonderful? Come on, isn't that wonderful? Now look at me, please. Every man and woman who got out of their comfort zone, got out of their security, got out of your familiar environment after hearing the voice of God. The voice of God is a dynamic equipment to equip us to go and to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And I pray that God will speak to you. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Somebody will hear the voice of God, not only for your personal decisions, for your personal direction, for your personal destiny, but you'll also hear the voice of God to extend heaven's purpose on the earth. And we always pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know what is in heaven? The heaven is that every one of us will be an end time harvester, that we will engage in winning the lost and bringing the people into the kingdom of God and to extend the kingdom of God, not to grow church, but extend the population of heaven on earth. Put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Language is no barrier. This morning, I had this young girl who's 23 years old, accompanied by the mother, accompanied by the girl boyfriend. Mandarin is their language. But I prayed for deliverance for this girl with Pastor Bowie. And I had this opportunity. I never look at language as a barrier. I never look for people to interpret for me because the anointing is upon me. I got all three of them accepted the Lord. And then I called the Chinese department, Christine, to come and take down Christine. To take down, not Christine. Christine has the one, no, thin one. Christine, to take down the address and to bring them back to church. Are you here with me? I had three souls today. Pastor Boy, the reward is waiting for us. Glory to God. The reward is waiting for us. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Did I share this with you? I said this and I'm going to finish anyway. I've shared this with you. No, we usually go and drink coffee on Saturday. You know, and we go to, did I share this here? No, maybe Sunday I shared. You know, this guy is a short guy and he's a very grumpy old man. Pastor Boy, what is his name, boy? Let me see. Jordan. His name is Jordan, no? And then that day, after we ordered the coffee sitting down, he's got the plangi near the Shell station, the coffee shop, and he has got the bun, small bun, the baka, and give you with. I like that. We go and sit down and talk. And that day, somehow, he was not so grumpy, actually. And he kept coming back to our table, you know, conversation, engaging in conversation. He's talking about who he is and his feel successful, right? And talking about work here and he used the word bugger every time, you know. And then, now look at this. And then he said, bugger, what's the point of having money? You can't take it to hell. He said that. So I turn around. Look at me, please. Many people think hell has got nightclub. Hell has got drinking place. Yum chow. And hell has got karaoke. Okay. And this man is under this impression. That's why they're burning hell note for them to use there. Okay. Now look at me, please. So I asked him. I engaged him. He doesn't know I'll be a pastor. I asked him, are you going to hell then? You know what he said? Bugger, where else am I going? He said, call me a bugger. Bugger, where else am I going, bugger? Huh? It sounds like a hamburger. Right, boy? I got him sit down. And I told him, hey, hello. Nobody goes to hell, okay? Hell is a burning place, okay? While they're burning hell note here, there your backside is burning, I told him. His language one. Then we prayed for him, right, Pastor? So there are people out there have been deceived. Hell is a good place. Religious distortion, superstitious distortion. But people like us, we have their message to heaven, because Jesus said, for I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Nobody comes to God the Father. God the Father is not living in Bukit Indah. He's in heaven, except through me. Can somebody say amen, please? Isn't that wonderful? Come on, somebody say amen, please. Now, four ways through which you can hear the voice of God. We don't have time, okay? Stand to your feet, please. Worship team, can you come? I will always preach, don't worry. Where am I going? I'm still here. Thank you, Lord. Otherwise, I'll get the young fellows to preach. Thank you, Jesus. Go slowly, Lord. He's running his doom. We are counting our days to be in this building. Okay? So please look at the building. By July, our contractors will be ready to come in and to vacate the place. Okay, give me one, please. So when you come, just look at the place. Sayang, oh sayang. Rasa sayang. Thank you, Lord. Now, don't open your communion first. I got an altar response first. Tila, can you just come back to your place, Tila? Don't give, I got an altar call response. Thank you, Lord. This message needs a response. Thank you, Lord. Wherever you are, just close your eyes and let our hearts be examined. Today, the Lord will say this to you, that we are not able to hear what God wants to stick to us because our heart is not surrendered. He wants our heart to be surrendered. Many of our hearts are cluttered, crowded. Today, before we hear the voice of God, even for our personal life, we need to surrender our hearts. Where's Christian? Thank you, Jesus. All over this place. Thank you, dear Father. Can you do that in a couple of seconds? Take your time. All to Jesus.
All to Jesus.
All over this place. Can we do that? A simple chorus. Come on. A simple chorus.
All to Him I freely give. I will ever.
Hands lifted up to Jesus. Your job is to surrender. God's job is to speak. I surrender.
All to Jesus, I surrender. All to Him.
Come on, just give Him freely. This is a successful surrender.
I will ever love and trust Him.
I surrender.
I surrender. Oh,
come on, give it all to Jesus. Come on, give it to Him.
I surrender. Oh.
next couple of minutes, surrender your heart. I surrender.
I surrender
all to thee, Lord Jesus.
All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender.
One last time, I surrender. I surrender.
I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
As your hands are lifted up, eyes closed, nobody distracted. As soon as you surrender, you can be sure the Lord will start speaking to you. That's right. That's right. All over this place. And the Lord will say, I'm pleased with your surrender. I'm pleased. I'm pleased with your surrender. Your surrender is a sweet smelling aroma to me. Thank you, Lord. Father, as we surrender with no fear in our heart, knowing that we're surrendering ourselves to the Maker of heaven and earth, as every eye is closed looking up, is there a prophetic word from any one of us in front? Do you have a word?
That's what I sense in my heart. As you were surrendered to the Lord, He will take that which is surrendered and He's going to multiply. The Lord will multiply your obedience of surrender. And as you will do that, as soon as you surrender, that which you surrender the hand of the Master will become a multitude of fish and loaves that He can feed thousands and thousands. And that's the miracle of surrender. Come and lift your hands to the Lord and just receive that word. Lord, I'm willing to surrender, Lord. Surrender to you, Lord.
One last time.
I surrender, Lord.
I surrender, Lord.
I surrender, Lord. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
As you stand here, you're not sure whether you've surrendered everything, but when you say, I surrender all, the Lord will take all from you and He'll give it back to you, as what the prophetic word says, multiply and give it back to you. Lord, bless this time together, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's unpack our communion. Can we?
His presence daily lives. All to Jesus I surrender. Make me Savior, wholly thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit. Truly know that thou art mine, and I surrender.
I surrender.
I surrender
all to thee.
All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender.
Holding the cup and the bread in your hands, thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for the cup that signifies your precious blood shed for each one of us. Thank you for the bread that signifies the broken body of yours for each one of us. As we partake this communion, Lord, bless this communion. Let it be an honor and reverence towards you and a blessing, a breakthrough, and a healing to each one of us. Bless this communion. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The night when Jesus was betrayed, as in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verse 23, right up to 31. The night when Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And after giving thanks to the Father, he broke the bread. And he gave to the disciples and he said this, "This bread, which is broken for you, signifies my broken body." And Jesus said, "As often as you eat this bread, do this in remembrance of me." Okay? The Bible tells us in Isaiah 53 and verse 5, Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The punishment of our peace was upon him. And by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Right? Let's eat this bread as a family. Like manna, Jesus took the cup and he gave to the disciples and he said, "This cup symbolizes the new covenant that I made in my blood for you, life upon life." And Jesus said, "As often as you drink this, do this in remembrance of me until I come back." And the Bible tells us in Ephesians 1:7, we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus through the forgiveness of our sin according to the manifold grace of God. Come on, as a family, let's drink. Put your cup in your pocket, please. You can take it back. Okay, one final prayer. Come on, lift up your hands. Please shift your burden to Jesus. Can you do that? Shift your burden to Jesus. I'm worried about my children. I'm worried about my future. I'm worried about my health. Can you shift it to Jesus? Cast your cares on him, for he cares for you. I want you to walk out of this place like angels, light. Okay? No more weight. Can you move? I sense in my spirit, parents worried about the children. Open your mouth, mention the name of your child, surrender to God. Can you do that? Can you do that right now? Thank you, Lord. In a short while, Pastor Jonathan will come to lead you in prayer, but say this together with me. I declare the blood of Jesus is my covering. I declare the word of God is my position. I declare the name of Jesus Christ
is my authority.
I declare the faithfulness of God
is my victory.
I declare the Holy Spirit is my strength.
I declare
the grace of God is sufficient for me.
I declare
the mercies of God
is
my forgiveness.
I declare
the hope in God
is my future.
Therefore,
I will not fear.
I declare this in Jesus' name. Come on, remain standing as Jonathan comes leads in prayer. Anybody needs prayer, come forward. Otherwise, I'll see you at the gates of heaven.
Come on, stretch your hands towards heaven one more time. Father, we thank you for hope in heavens tonight. What an awesome presence of yours. God, I just pray for your people as we come closure of this service. Lord, we pray for your favor upon your people. In Jesus' name, God, I pray for open doors. Lord, I pray for promotion, blessing. Lord, watch over them when they're coming in and going out. Let expenses decrease, God. Let their profit increase in Jesus' name. Bless their family. Lord, bless their businesses. Bless their workplaces. Lord, as we go out from this place, let your voice become so loud in our spirit, man, God. Bless, Lord. Thank you, God, for what you have spoken to us this evening, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. And all God's people say, amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a mighty clap.